You're entering the Side Mission Podcast. Three friends that love gaming and love experiencing original content and old school classics give their thoughts on the latest releases and newest topics in the gaming industry. Power up and let's get started.
Welcome in, everyone, to the newest episode of Side Mission. Like always, I'm your host, Rusty Ellis. You know me by now. That's nothing new. Here with the boys, Kyle Lynch, Matt Beck. And guys, one of the biggest Switch releases of the year. I think it's safe to say that. Monster Hunter Rise came out last Friday. We have been playing a ton of it. I know we're all really enjoying it for different reasons. At least I hope we are. Otherwise, I am giving some real misinformation right now. Fake news is real. So, Matt, we'll start with you because I know you're obviously a huge fan of the Monster Hunter franchise. You played a lot of World, and you were really excited for this. I think this was one of your most anticipated games of the year. Tell me, man, what are some of your early thoughts as we are all just still very early on in this game?
Early thoughts with the game. It's definitely lived up to what I expect it to be from playing the demo. I'm enjoying the story so far. I actually haven't got to make nearly as much progress as I'd like to because I didn't get the game Friday like everyone else did. So I haven't made too much progress, but I'm putting the work into it. And so far, really enjoying the new mechanics. I think one of the best things that the game has introduced is the bug wire, which has given so much, you know, unique abilities, and it has made the combat a lot more intuitive, in my opinion. Just being able to, the bug wire makes it so easy to traverse the world. And on top of that, I love the fact that with the new companions, the Palamute, that you can ride them around. So like when you're fighting a monster and you do enough damage and the monster you're fighting is escaping, it's a lot easier to catch up to him because these monsters run fast. They either run fast or they're flying fast, and the map's pretty big, so makes a lot of the traveling a lot easier. It's still the same Monster Hunter. It's still what you expect. Same item collecting, same grinding, but one thing I want to point out is the music is beautiful. Like, I have found myself just not touching the controller and just listening to the music. There's just a lot more for me to explore. With the new mechanic called Rampage, where a bunch of monsters attack the village and you have to defend it, which is something I was really looking forward to. I'm not quite sure how far into the game it gets. I've already hit rank 3 quests, and things are starting to get a little bit more difficult, I've noticed. I'm not quite sure what all the new monsters are, because I kind of went into this game a little blind, other than just, like, the early demo monster. So I am really excited to see, like, what new monsters are introduced, and which ones are brought back, because I'm definitely, definitely excited to fight the Zen Ogre, fight the new main monster, the Magnamala. So just going to keep playing, and hopefully we can do some online hunts together soon.
Matt, one thing you said that really stuck out to me was, and I want to get your take on this as a veteran of the series, compare the movement in this game to Monster Hunter World. Which do you think was better? What do you think were some of the, what are some of the strengths of the movement system and the overall combat system of Monster Hunter Rise compared to World?
The combat system has improved significantly since World. I felt World was a little bit slower paced on the combat. This game has definitely, it feels a lot faster based off even what weapons you're using. Right now, I'm trying to use the longsword, which definitely does have some weight to it, so it does feel a little slower. But I also kind of switched over to dual blades, and just the whole aesthetic about it, it feels a lot faster, especially when you're using the wire bug. Because you can use the wire bug point at the monster and you can like instantly zip over to him and get some attacks in with the Palamute, ride it into battle. You can hit B to jump right off of it and get a nice attack in on the monster. It feels a lot more fluid. Definitely feels a lot more, it feels a lot more like it's going to be easier for newer players to get into, where I feel like World was more for veterans of the series. So This is the kind of game where I feel like the combat is definitely more, you know, I want to say casual friendly, just something for the newer players, especially because the Switch has opened up so much space in the gaming community for even people who haven't played or touched a Monster Hunter game, where I feel like that the combat is definitely easy enough to get into it.
Speaking of new players, Kyle, let's go over here to you because I know that this isn't necessarily a game that you or really I would play a lot of, and this is a series that you've even said that it's never really had your interest, but I know that you've played a little bit of this early on. Tell me, what are some of your thoughts, man?
Being, like you said, being a brand new person to Monster Hunter, one of my first impressions of this game was how alive the opening hub felt. Like, so many characters, so much to do, so much to explore. And I remember going through in the tutorial that that whole part where they kind of show you the different parts of the village. I just thought it was so crazy that, like, you know, in a lot of RPGs, you start out and it's just you. You're just by yourself, and you got to go and you got to find the village or find the city that, you know, you do all this stuff in. And in Monster Hunter, it just starts you out. You're right there. You're, you know, the shop's here, the blacksmith's there, the get your quests here. And there's just, I mean, I spent a good hour just running around the village, just talking to everybody and looking at everything. The combat is something that I am really, really enjoying. I think that one of the things I picked up on that really, really resonated with me was that you can switch your weapons at any time from the very beginning of the game. And I really feel like that was a big plus for newcomers such as myself, because I don't know if it was like this in other Monster Hunter games, but in most RPGs, you get one starting weapon, and then you have to continue on the story until you know, find other weapons to use. And I like that from the beginning, there's just a whole entire list of weapons that you can go down and try out until you find one that fits your playstyle. Because I went through quite a few weapons until I ended up going with the Switch Axe. I wouldn't say it's a heavy weapon, but it's definitely a slower weapon. And it's weird because I thought about going with the Dual Blades because I like using the kind of faster, more agile weapons. But the Switch Axe really, it was a lot of fun to use for me. When I was doing my first couple of expeditions, I just had to go out and slay some of the smaller monsters. But I think I really, really enjoyed the fact that it makes it feel like you get, you know, you get some choice in this. Like, if you decide to go with this weapon and you don't like it, you can change it up, and you have a whole different set of moves and playstyle that you can go about. And like Matt said, the traversal, the way you traverse in the game, I think it's got its ups and downs. Because I know, on one hand, like, the wire bug is awesome. I think that it's really cool. You know, it's a really cool way to kind of get around quickly. I think it's nice that you can hop up on your mount and you can chase down monsters. But one thing that we did talk about is that you cannot even sprint unless you sheath your weapon. And that's something that I personally disliked. Rusty, I'll let you talk about that a little more. But I think honestly, as a newcomer to Monster Hunter, I think that this was... It was a very positive experience, and I'm definitely excited to get deeper into it and start getting into, you know, the bigger monster raids and doing the online raids.
I think that there's a lot of positives in this game, but I will go ahead and just get it out of the way right now. I am not a fan of the fact that you have to sheathe your weapon before you can sprint. Obviously, we were all gaming a few nights ago, and that popped up, and I think Matt told me, he was the one that said that, that's just a mechanic that's been in every game. And I get that. I get it. For continuity's sake, that makes sense. But I feel like that's also just a bad way to say that, it's been a bad mechanic for years, but at least it's been in every game. Like, no, it's a bad mechanic is a bad mechanic. I think that's a very bad mechanic, especially in crucial situations in a big monster hunt when you are, you know, you've maybe already fainted twice, and on most hunts you can't faint more than three times, or you can't faint more than twice. So it's one of those things where I feel like in those situations, that's a real detriment to the player. That adds to the challenge, but in an artificial way, in a fake way. So I'm not really a fan of that necessarily, but if that's the biggest thing I can complain about, so far I've enjoyed the experience. As someone who played Monster Hunter World, I'm right there with Matt in the sense that this, the traversal and the movement and the combat, it's a lot more accessible now. It's a lot more accessible in the sense that I feel like you can pick up any weapon, and if you put the time in on that weapon, you can become a master at it. Now, it would take time. There's nothing about Monster Hunter games that are quick to master. They take hours upon hours to get good at. But I think that that's the charm of this game, and it's a charm of what you said, Kyle, of being able to choose any weapon right away, right? It encourages experimentation. It encourages giving different weapons a tryout, and you might be someone like Kyle who prefers more agile weapons. You could be like myself, who I typically, in RPGs, I typically choose slower weapons, and I go for strength builds in games like Dark Souls, Bloodborne, what have you. Or you can go completely against that grain, and you can try something else out. And I like that. I've tried out, I think, two weapons so far, and I've done the hammer and the, I don't know if it's the great sword or the long sword. It's one of the two. It's like, it's the default weapon, but it's worked very, very well for me. So it's something that I think this game has done really well, is it encourages experimentation. I love the hunt. I think that, Kyle, in you saying that the world is alive, that's an excellent way to describe it, because I love the world of this game. So, Matt, I guess that my next question to you is this, and I know, obviously, like you've said, we are very early on in this game. We asked this after you played the demo. We asked it, I think, in our last episode, about whether or not we feel like this could be the best Monster Hunter game of all time. As someone who's played them all, do you still believe that this could ultimately be one of the best Monster Hunters of all time?
So it's very hard to say just right now with how early on in the game I am, but I will say this, compared to the time that I put in Monster Hunter World, if I was to compare the exact same time that I have put into Rise right now, I would kind of give the advantage to Rise, just because of the fact that I feel like Monster Hunter is more at home on a portable system. My first time playing was on the Monster Hunter Tri on Wii, and then over time, the game kind of just moved over to handhelds on the DS. I never played any of the PSP games, so my first experience on the handheld was on the 3DS. And what I'm seeing in this, how much they have added, and how much that there is left to left to do in this game. And so far, one of my all-time things I'll praise the game for is the introduction of the companions, especially with the Palamute, because one of my things that I wanted to point out is the fact that normally when you're sharpening your weapon, you cannot move. But if you're on your companion, you can sharpen your weapon while you're still moving, which is something that is something that I want to, give a lot of praise to about, because one of the more, kind of tiring things is constantly sharpening your weapon, because your weapon's constantly going dull. Especially when you're starting off and you haven't upgraded it, just being able to still move while sharpening, just chasing after a monster, has made it a lot better. And there's just the little things that they have added that I definitely will say at this point, Rise is probably on the verge of being my favorite Monster Hunter. Still has yet to top Generations on the 3DS for me, but I believe because of just how much better everything runs, just even the story for me is a lot better too. I'm really enjoying what I have seen so far. I'm enjoying the new mechanics. This is the first time that I've ever actually wanted to experiment with different weapons, compared to where I stuck to the same weapon in World. And I definitely like the fact that in this game, you can actually see the damage you're doing to the monsters, like, because part of upgrading weapons, armor, building new armor involves getting, specific parts, like, for instance, on the Golombi, you have to have his ears. You got to break his ears. You got to break his claws. And they actually show you little damage counters when you're using your weapons and you're attacking them, and shows you what specific areas you're attacking them in, which is definitely a big improvement. And it makes it a lot easier to be able to know exactly what part you're going for, so you can get the items that you need to build what weapons you want, what armor you want. And just these little things like this has improved my experience with this game and with this series as a whole. And those are the kind of things that I take a lot of notice into and account for when it comes to, like, is this better than the previous game for me? And so far, Rise has hit all the right notes.
One thing that I feel Rise has done a whole lot better than World And Matt, I think we and you actually talked about this, was the hub world. Because in World, the hub world was just so big, you know? You had was multiple stories tall, and there were so many NPCs. Like, Kyle, you thought you were overwhelmed at the start of this game. Bro, go start up Monster Hunter World, get to the main hub area, and tell me what overwhelming is, because that is overwhelming. That was way too much. But I feel like they took note of people's criticism of that and thought about that going into Rise, because, again, it's much more streamlined. It's much cleaner. Yes, there's a lot going on, but not nearly to the extent that it was in Monster Hunter World. Monster Hunter World was a fine game, don't get me wrong. But I think Rise has really made a push to be in that top spot in Monster Hunter games. And I think it's a good sign for games to come in 2021. So, Kyle, I'll go to you with this. What is your favorite aspect of this game so far? Because I feel like we've brought up a lot of points. The combat, the atmosphere, the music, the quality of life improvements. What's something that sticks out to you as far as what you think is the game's biggest positive?
I'd say, because this is an RPG, and RPGs tend to be a little grindy, and Monster Hunter is known for being a grindy game, it does not feel like when you're going for resources, it is grindy. That's one thing that I have noticed when I was out doing expeditions. I mean, there were just resources everywhere. I mean, constantly. I was, you know, getting distracted because I would see something glowing. I'd go pick it up and then turn around. There's five more things on the same path I'm going down to go pick up. Or if I climb up on this ledge, boom, there's a unique item. Or right over there, there's a unique colony of mushrooms, for example. Or, you know, I really enjoyed that you could just be walking along and you've got all these herbs or, you know, these bugs or, you know, just things to pick up, things to collect. Resources are not scarce in this. And that is, it's not usual for an RPG to do that because generally they want you to grind for those resources. And I definitely enjoy that being, you know, again, a newcomer. I really enjoy that this game does not feel grindy to me because, I mean, right off the bat, I feel OP. I feel overpowered because I can use any of these weapons. I've got resources out the wazoo. And, I mean, like, I did just a couple of expeditions. I hadn't even died. I barely took any damage because I was just so OP against these smaller monsters that I was fighting. It really gives you, you know, this sense like you're just this big, bad character right off the bat. And I love that. I love that it's just so, I don't want to say open. It's so, like Matt said, casual friendly. It doesn't make you feel like you're gonna have to grind this game for 50 hours just to get a weapon that makes the game easier or more enjoyable. Right from the very beginning, you're given just a plethora of choices, you know, to kind of play the game at your own pace or at your own style. And that's something you don't see in a lot of games like this. And I'm really glad that they've decided to implement that in this game.
Matt, tell me something, man, because you mentioned the music earlier as something that it's beautiful. Every track is just very, very, it fits where it comes in the game. And I have to ask, are little things like that and atmosphere, do we appreciate that enough? And does it take games like this for us to appreciate them more as gamers?
Well, music is definitely one of the most important things to me, honestly, in a game, just because of the fact that, you know, especially in this game in general, because it fits the atmosphere very well. The new maps in this game are more, you know, based around, Japanese centric, I'd say. And the music sounds beautiful. Like you hear the pan flutes, you just hear like all different kinds of Japanese like themed instrumentals, and it definitely adds to the experience. And as being important to me as a gamer, like if you have a soundtrack, if the score of the game has me just kind of standing there listening to it, then it's definitely a very important factor and it adds to the experience. And, you know, it's something I want to come back to and go on to the internet and, you know, listen to the music on YouTube. So, you know, I don't always have to turn on the game. Just so I want to hear a specific track or something like that. And it definitely, it enhances experience because, like, when a monster shows up, you just kind of, it kind of gets darker. It's kind of like a Jaws type of, you know, Donna moment. And it's just like, you're like, oh yeah, things are fixing to get real. And it just, like, the music picks up and it's like, it just adds to, you know, just the entire feeling of it. Cause you're like, yeah, this is, things are getting serious now because, you know, that music picked up and it's not as soft. It's not as, you know, ambient is a word I like to use here. So it's definitely something that I look into when it comes to my games.
I agree. I think that ambiance is something that a lot of games miss nowadays. I think that sometimes that's the key to building good atmospheres, having good ambiance, is having that extra little something that makes the world feel a little bit more real, makes it feel a little bit more alive. And I think that the music, the tone of this game, I think the voice acting that we've seen, it's very little of it, but there's a little voice acting in this game, and it all feels very real. And I think it does a good job of making this game feel very alive. And I know we keep using that term alive, but I love the fact that this game does feel as alive as it does. Kyle, I'm going to go to you now. As a newcomer, what would be your pitch to somebody who maybe is on the fence about buying this game? What would you say to them?
If I was talking to somebody who had never played a Monster Hunter game like myself, that's probably what I would open up with, is say, hey, look, I'm a perfect example of somebody new who's never played a Monster Hunter game. I decided to pick it up, and I'm really enjoying it because of the way the game really makes you feel like everything is, you know, it's catered to you almost, which it's not. The game was catered, you know, to be played a specific way, but at the same time, they give you this immersion of choice where, you know, you like playing heavy weapons, you like playing ranged weapons, you like playing close combat, you know, very agile, quick weapons. It's up to you. You get to choose how you go about slaying these monsters using whatever techniques you want to use, using, you know, whatever approach or attack. It's very, very much up to you how you go about completing these missions. The only thing that really restricts you is the time limit. And even then, I have not run into a problem with that at all. And I have a lot of friends who play Monster Hunter, and I've never once really heard that be a complaint about any Monster Hunter game, is, you know, oh, I only have so much time to kill this monster. And I feel like that is, you know, it gives you this sense of, I need to do this, you know, in a certain amount of time. So it gives you that sense of importance. But at the same time, 50 minutes is a very, very long time to be in just one area, just exploring, or, you know, just fighting one monster. So I would say that if you are looking to pick up this game and you have never played a Monster Hunter game, definitely, definitely try it out, because I am having a very, very pleasant time with the way that this game has really been user-friendly to people who haven't played a Monster Hunter game before, because I went into this thinking that I was going to have a hard time because I didn't know any of the mechanics. I didn't know how the game played, and I didn't need to. I didn't need to know a thing about the game, and it taught me how to play. It was very, very easy to learn. It was not difficult at all. It wasn't trying to memorize, you know, Mortal Kombat level button mashing combos that you got to do to pull off to kill certain monsters. It was very, it was as simple as press A or press X, press Y. You know, it was, I really liked that. It felt simple, but yet there's this complexity to it, because there's just so many different ways you can go about doing things. It's very, very open to new players, and it's something that I would say you should definitely give it a try if you're thinking about it.
I agree. I think that this is definitely a great starting point for anybody who is brand new into the Monster Hunter franchise. This is definitely a great starting point for you. I think that it's accessible. It caters very well to you. It caters, like Matt said, it's very casual friendly. And there's a lot to like. Matt, what is your pitch for somebody who maybe a little unsure? Give me your pitch for why somebody should pick this game up today.
I'd start with telling them is the game may seem intimidating based off of like what you might have seen before in the past with previous games, but you can definitely go into this game not having to worry about, like, you're gonna, you know, constantly die like you would in a Souls game as a newcomer. Like, and I would, you know, definitely encourage people to play it online, because there is a fantastic community of people playing this game. And you can find all different kinds of communities, like through Discord or even gaming forums. Like, there's always people willing to help out newcomers. And they even have an amazing setup on the hub for the online section, where people are like very specific about like, hey, I'm new to this. I want to get better. You can help me. And I feel like it's a very opening community for newcomers. So it's, you know, it's very, you know, friendly. I mean, obviously you're running into, you know, some competitive people who might give you issues about, hey, you're new and you're like constantly failing at this, but like there's always going to be those people who are willing to help newcomers to the series, like me especially. Like, if you, you know, if you ever find me online, I'm definitely the kind of person who will help you out, like show you different mechanics, like show you how to like you know, fight specific monsters, find the right weapons for you based off of like what your play style is. It's just with how many possibilities there are, you cannot, you'll find something that you want. You can't fail.
Very well said. And I feel like that's a great place to go ahead and end this episode. So that is going to do it for this episode of Side Mission. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Side Mission Pod, and check out our YouTube channel at Side Mission Podcast. For Kyle Lynch and Matt Beck, I'm Rusty Ellis. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Side Mission Podcast. Keep up with new episodes and download your favorites in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.